You are now tuning in to TP24 Radio Online. Listen to the latest programming on public service, reflections, and more. Produced and edited by TP24 Media from home of the Pau Pau Festival, the city of Dasmariñas. TP24 Radio welcomes you to the Wednesday Bible Study Club, where you can learn more about spirituality and life from the Catholic and Christian Filipinos. Every Wednesday, live at 18:30 on TP24 General TV, Education TV, and replays at 2300 on TP24 Radio. We would like to inform you that due to the certain limitations of both the broadcast and the recording, it got abruptly ended upon the conclusion of the talk. You might be surprised about the unexpected ending. Your patience and understanding is highly appreciated, and thank you very much. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the AWJBS OS Life Group portion of the Wednesday Bible Study Block, live here also on DP24 General TV through Facebook Watch, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. And of course, we are going to learn more and to reflect on God's grace and love with this reflection series. And by the way, we have Sis Mel to talk about understanding ancient law. And that's why it is entitled by the book. And last week, Doc Angela have mentioned on when we walk out on God, in which if you have missed the last week's session, you can tune in at any time all over DP34 Radio as well. And so without further ado, let's have this Bible study begin. Let's have this worship begin in the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for always being there every time we need you the most. Di ka man namin nakakasama physically. We know that you're working behind the scenes with your Holy Spirit. Lord, send us your Holy Spirit to prepare ourselves to your word today, so that we become a salt and light of the people around us. This I ask in the mighty name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise be to God.
Though... Share screen mo na, Mel.
Okay, great. So yung... So, yung topic natin for today is about obedience. If you sum up the book of Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Romans, it talks about obedience of the people during that time. And then, nung mga bata pa tayo, masyado tayo masunurin sa mga taong mas nakatanda sa atin or mga magulang natin. Diba? It's because we might think na pag hindi tayo sumunod sa kanila, pagagalitan nila tayo, or papaluin nila tayo, or iniisip natin na baka mapariwara na tayo kung hindi tayo susunod sa kanila. And when the time goes by, habang lumalaki tayo, habang nagkakaisip tayo, may mga pagkakataon na hindi tayo sumusunod sa mga magulang natin or sumusuway tayo sa mga gusto nila. Not because we don't love them, it's because we want to grow as a person and we want to explore a lot of things in this world. And sa pag-explore natin sa mundo, minsan nakakalimutan natin yung mga taong mahal natin. At worst comes to worst, minsan nakakalimutan natin that God exists. So, ano nga bang ibig sabihin ng obedience? Ano ba ang purpose nito kung bakit kailangan nating maging masunurin kay God? At bakit kailangan nating sundin yung mga nasasabi sa Biblia? Okay? Obedience means hearing the word of God and acting on it. It's our way of showing God that we love Him. So meaning, the primary motive of God or of our obedience is to show that we love God. In that way, we will allow God to reveal Himself to us and activate God's power to work in our lives. In John 14:23, in John chapter 14, verse 23 to 24, pakibasa naman, Lucky.
John 14, verse 23 to 24. Anyone who loves me will obey my teachings. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them.
So, how do we obey God? When God talked to Moses, He gave the Ten Commandments. Okay, basa naman, Angela, yung first half of the Ten Commandments.
Okay, 10 commandments. Number 1, you shall have no other gods before me. Number 2, you shall not make for yourself an idol. Number 3, you shall not take the name of God in vain. Number 4, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Number 5, honor your father and your mother.
And then pakibasa rin Lucky yung second half of the 10 commandments.
Number 6, you shall not murder. Number 7, you shall not commit adultery. Number 8, you shall not steal. Number 9, you shall not lie. Number 10, you shall not covet.
So meaning, kung mapapansin nyo, yung first half ng 10 commandments, it's all about loving God and worshiping God alone. And then the second half is about how to relate each other as a community. So, meaning, it's all about loving God and loving others. That's the reason. That's one of the reasons why God came to the world. You might think it's easy, but it's harder than you think. Why? Because love is all we need, right? But it's not all about love. It also involves our presence and your choices every day. Following the law or the commandments of the Lord is really hard. But it's not complicated because He will help us to live our life through Him. So, ang haman sa atin ngayon ni Lord, kung susundin mo ba yung mga law or commandments niya or yung mga nasusulat sa Bible or you will just ignore all of it. So, there are four categories that we have to remember every time we follow the Lord. First, His holiness. The second, sacrifices. And then the third one, sacred time. And then the fourth one is social justice. Knowing the Lord or knowing God's holiness depends our love and appreciation on what He did for us. So in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says, all of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. So meaning, since we have sins, God should punish us, right? But since God is holy, the good news is, He died on the cross to save us in our sins. Na dapat pinapahalagahan natin, and dapat mas willing tayong sundin siya at mahalin siya with all our hearts. Yes, people might fall down, and God will always embrace us when we repent to go back to Him, and we repent to our sins. Number two, in His holiness, God motivates us to pursue holiness in our lives. So meaning, when we accept the love of God and we start to honor Him, inner transformation comes in. And we will be the salt and light to other people around us. So how do we honor God? God wants our heart. And we will honor Him not only because we do our daily devotions, because that's your ritual. The way we truly honor God is to be holy in our hearts. Number three, God's holiness brings the wonder and awe and fear of God back into worship. So, ibig sabihin, the more our heart are captured by His holiness, binabago niya ang puso at isip natin para maging align yung will niya sa atin. Hindi lang dahil sa gusto mo, at hindi lang dahil para i-please ang ibang tao, but rather, He wants you to touch other people's lives para iparamdam niya sa'yo na mahal ka niya. And the second category is sacrifices. We know that God sacrificed ourselves, Himself, to us. So, as a child of Christ, sacrifices is a way of people to recognize our sins and to accept God's grace to be more closer to the Lord. Sabi ko nga kanina, God is not all about loving Him. It also involves our presence and your choices every day. If you follow the Lord, it's not an easy road for us. Kasi nga, Jesus tells us na we will experience storms. That's the reason we have to have a vital, it is vital that we build a strong foundation with Him. Sabi nga, di ba, the more na nalalapit tayo kay Lord, the more na nilalayo tayo ng enemy sa Kanya. That's the reason we have to secure our heart. And not only that, pero hindi hayaan ni Lord na maagaw tayo ng enemy sa Kanya as long as we trust Him and have faith in Him. And then number three, sacred time. Hearing God is not a skill. It's a relationship. The more you spend quality time with the Lord, you will better hear Him. But what if sudden storm came? Do you still commit yourself to have quality time to the Lord? Or you will just turn away far from Him? Some of us chose to turn away from Him. Kasi nga, feeling natin, as a person, magaling tayo. Kaya natin ang lahat, kaya natin solusyonan ang lahat ng bagay without the Lord. But God always search for us and do a lot of things to make us realize that being with Him is the best thing that will happen to our lives. Social justice. Pakibasa naman Lucky yung Deuteronomy 30, chapter 30 verse 15-16.
Deuteronomy 30 verse 15-16. Today I'm giving you a choice. You can choose life and success or death and disasters. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him, and to keep His commands, decrees, and the laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess.
So, meaning, God gave us a choice to do whatever we want. Nagkakaproblema lang tayo pagdating sa social justice kapag meron tayong selfish desire. Kasi mas madalas, pinipili natin na maging masaya kahit na nakakasakit tayong ibang tao. Lalo na kapag meron kang title or karapatan or kapangyarihan sa isang organization or in a group in where or di kaya nasisilaw ka sa pera. Kasi nga naman, mahirap ang buhay ngayon. We hide the truth behind those black holes na nangyayari sa grupo natin or organization natin. And because God gave us free will, it doesn't mean that you have to take advantage of it. Because sabi nga nila, freedom is not the right to do whatever you want, but the power to do what is right. God wants us to transform not only our hearts, not only our physical transformation, but he wants to transform our everything. Everything sa pagkatao natin. And we have to remember that the Lord died on the cross to save us in our sins. And as a child of Christ, we have a purpose to honor Him, to make disciples, and to be the salt and light of other people around us. So, we have three reflections that we have to ask to ourselves. First, what is one specific choice you can make to love God and others this week? And then number two, how do you think the choice could bring life to those around you? And then number three, what is the first step you can take with God to carry out the choice today? So that's it.
Mel.
Thanks, Mel.
You're welcome.
Thank you so very much, Sis Mel. And of course, with these three reflections that we have to follow. First one, what is one specific choice you can make to love God and others this week? Second, how do you think that choice could bring life to those around you? And third, what is the first step you can take with God to carry out that choice today? Any reflections that you can share for this wonderful Bible study that we are experiencing. But before that, I might have to have a separate recording for some cases with these reflections that we have to, you know, do something as a key takeaways. And so don't forget to type it all over the chat box, those key takeaways and action plans in relation to this reflection.
You're listening to the Wednesday Bible Study Block on TV34 Radio.
As one Catholic nation, we are now praying for the healing of this motherland from COVID-19 virus with this Oratio Imperata. Merciful and compassionate Father, we come to you in our need to seek your protection against the COVID-19 virus that has disturbed and even claimed lives. We ask you now to look upon us with love, and by your healing hand, dispel the fear of sickness and death. Restore our hope and strengthen our faith. We pray that you guide the people tasked to find cures for this disease and to stem its transmission. We thank you for the vaccines developed made possible by your guiding hands. Bless our efforts to use these vaccines to end the pandemic in our country. We pray for our health workers that they may minister to the sick
with competence and compassion. Grant them health in mind and body, strength in their commitment, protection from the disease. We pray for those afflicted, may they be restored to health. Protect those who care for them, grant eternal rest to those who have died. Give us the grace in these trying times to work for the good of all and to help those in need. May our concern and compassion for each other see us through this crisis and lead us to conversion and holiness. Grant all this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. We fly to your protection, O Holy Mother of God. Do not despise our petition in our necessities, but deliver us always from all dangers. O glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen. Our Lady, help of the sick, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Raphael the Archangel, pray for us. San Roque, pray for us. San Lorenzo Ruiz, pray for us. San Pedro Calungsod, pray for us. Dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to DB34 Radio. Don't forget to follow and share DB34 Radio online on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, and most podcast providers. Watch DB34 General TV 24/7 live stream on YouTube and Twitch. And watch the selected DB34 General TV programming on Facebook Watch, Kumu, and Twitter. And as always, be safe, be well, stay sane and dry, and you are loved.